Psalm 127, verses 3 and 4. The Word of God says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of thy youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates." The main subject that's on my heart this morning is the great blessing of having children. Children are extremely important. I know that sometimes when you're raising children, there are difficult times in raising children. There are times even when children are still in the mother's womb. There are times that there are great difficulties and problems. I know that with one of our children, while Teresa was with child with one of them, that she had to stay in bed for a long, long time. But the children, the birth of children is worth, and the lives of children are worth all the sacrifices that you have to make in order to bring them up and train them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Children are a great blessing. We need to thank God for our children. I well remember every one of the four children that we've had. I remember every time that Teresa was with child. I remember the day that we found out that she was with child. Do all of you realize that that was a happy day in all of your lives, to find out that they were with child? Then I remember as the child would begin to move in the mother's womb to a point that we could feel that child moving, I remember the joy that flooded my soul to feel each of those children while they were still in the mother's womb. And then as they were born, I remember the birthday, the day that they were born. Don't remember the date all the time, but I remember the day that they were born and the joy that flooded my soul with the birth of those children. And then all the joys that we have with children while they are little babies, and yet with all of those joys, there are still problems, even while they're little babies. There are times that they're sick. There are times that they're not feeling good. There are times that we're up all night with those young babies. And yet, in spite of all of those problems, I think that most all parents would agree that children are a tremendous blessing from the Lord. As they begin to grow and they begin to walk, most of us remember the first time that we saw our children walk. We remember the joy of hearing them say something. All of my children said "Daddy" first. At least I thought they said "Daddy" first. You hear them talk. You begin to hear them talk, and you rejoice in them talking and beginning to walk. And then before long, you want them to stop talking so much, and they ask hundreds of questions as they're learning and as they're growing and as they're maturing. They're asking all kinds of questions. And in spite of all the ways that they get on your nerves, children are still a great blessing when they're in those years. You go through the terrible twos where everything they say is no and they rebel. Well, they say no because they've heard you say no so many times. And all the different things, I just want you to know that in spite of all the problems that there are in raising children, in spite of all the trying times that there are in raising children, even when they get to be teenagers and they're young adults, in spite of all the problems, I want you to know that God's Word teaches very plainly, and most of us would testify and give a clear testimony, that our children are a tremendous blessing. In fact, I would say that our children are some of the most wonderful blessings that we will ever have in this world. And we need to thank God for our children, because the children are a gift from the Lord. God is the one that gave you your children. They are a blessing from the Lord. God gave them to you. Psalm 128 verse 1 says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. And then he talks about that blessed man that fears God. In verse 3 he says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Brethren, children are continuously a blessing in the lives of those who love God and fear God and are serving God. Those who bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, they find tremendous blessings in raising those children. Those that are going to try to follow God's word and God's way are going to reap bountiful blessings even while they're raising those children. To see their accomplishments and to see the things that they're able to do and to rejoice in seeing them grow and mature and to see them becoming Christians themselves causes great joy in the hearts of parents. And we need to pray, God, help me. Help me always to try to raise my children in the right way. Help me to give them the right amount of love. Help me to give them the right amount of discipline. Help me to train up my children in the way that they should go. You parents have a tremendous influence on your children. And I pray that God will help us as parents, that we would realize the great value of children, that we'd realize they're a blessing from God, and that God has given us the responsibility that comes with the blessing of having children. God has given every parent the responsibility of training up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And they can be a tremendous blessing, or they can be a lot of heartache. And it depends primarily on the parents and the grandparents. I don't believe in juvenile delinquency. Don't believe there's any such thing as juvenile delinquency. I believe there is parental delinquency, and that leads to what is called today juvenile delinquency. I believe that children, if they are brought up in the right way, I believe that children can be brought up to respect authority. I believe that children can be brought up to honor adults and to respect adults, and they can be taught the right way to live. They can be taught how to act. I believe that children can be taught, and they need to be taught, and it is the responsibility of parents to teach them those things. Go with me in your Bibles forward just a few pages. Look at Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. So far I've just mentioned children. Well, there's something else that children produce, and the older people here know something about this, and that is that the children eventually, by the help and blessings and grace of God, they can bring forth something as good as children, and that's grandchildren. I want you to look at Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 6. Proverbs 17, and I thank God for my children, but I also thank the Lord for my grandchildren. Proverbs 17, 6 is talking about grandchildren when it says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Children's children, that's grandchildren, are the crown of old men. One of the greatest blessings that I have in being older is having grandchildren. Most of you know that 13 years ago, I was extremely sick and had been told that I had less than a year to live without a transplant, a heart transplant. And brethren, I called each of my children and I asked them to please, please give me one grandchild before I left this earth. And during that year, the Lord began to add to our family. The Lord began to send grandchildren, and God has now sent us 8 wonderful, marvelous grandchildren. And I thank God for every one of them, and I would have never known I would have never experienced what this verse says when it says children's children are the crown of old men. I would have never known the joy. I would have never known the crown of having grandchildren had God not spared my life and had God not spared and blessed my children to be able to have children. Grandchildren are indeed grand. Now there are people. Do you remember praying for God to bless you to be able to have children? There are people that don't have that blessing. There are people that have never been able, though they have desired to have children, there are people that have never been able to have children. I remember very much Teresa and I praying for God to grant us our first child, for God to give us a child. And we prayed and we prayed, and God blessed us with our first child and each of our children. Each child is a blessing from the Lord. They're a gift from God. And each of our grandchildren are blessings from God. And brethren, I want you to back up in your Bibles just a moment. I want you to think about how much some people have wanted children, but were not able to have those children. I want you to think about what it would be like to live your entire life on this earth and never have children or grandchildren. Now, those that don't have that, I want you to know there are still blessings, and we'll look at that a little later, the Lord willing. But in Genesis chapter 30, back up in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 30 and verse 1, the Word of God tells us about Rachel. And Rachel wanted to have children. She desired children. She wanted a child more than anything else in the earth, more than gold or silver, more than anything, she wanted a child. Genesis chapter 30, listen please to verse 1. The Word of God says, "And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die." Rachel was barren. Rachel was unable to have children. And Rachel said to her husband first, give me children or else I die. That is, I would rather be dead than to have no children. That was the burden that Rachel felt. That's how much she wanted children. And so she prayed fervently. She asked her husband first, but then she began to pray and beg God to bless her to be able to have children. And God heard her prayer. I want you to come down to Genesis chapter 30 and verse 22. The Word of God says in Genesis chapter 30 and verse 22 and 23, the Word of God says, "And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and opened her womb, and she conceived, and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my reproach." God blessed Rachel with the greatest desire she ever had, and that greatest desire was to be able to have children. All through the Word of God, we read about people that were unable to have children, people that were barren, people that did not have children, and then God would bless them with a child. I have on this earth three children, and it doesn't matter if my son is 42 or 45, doesn't matter when he gets 50 or 60, if I'm alive, he is still my son. As long as I'm living, he's my child. He's my son. And he owes me respect. And I want to say to every parent here that you, the very idea that you think that your children, as they're growing up, that they don't have to listen to you and that you don't have any influence over their lives, that's a doctrine from the devil. You ought to have influence over your children. You ought to be telling them what's right and wrong. It doesn't matter how old they get. You have that responsibility to continue to try to get them to walk in the right way. Doesn't matter how old they get. Go with me in your Bibles to the New Testament, please. Turn to Luke chapter 1. Look in your Bibles at Luke chapter 1. I want you to look at another couple that wanted a baby very badly. Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. The Word of God says, listen to verses 5, 6, and 7. "There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. So you've got Zacharias married to Elizabeth. Verse 6 says, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child. That's the number one thing that the Word of God says about them. After it declares that they were both righteous, it says, and they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. I want you to think about this. They were an old couple, and yet they still were praying for God to give them a child. Can you imagine being old and never had children and still be praying, still believing that God could give them a child? God did that. God gave Zacharias and Elizabeth, as they kept praying and praying and praying and living godly before God and not getting angry at God because they did not have children, continuing to live righteous lives, and finally God gave them a child. And that child was John the Baptist. Among those that were born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. And he was born to Zacharias and Elizabeth. And they wanted that child. I want you to come down to verse 11. In Luke 1, verse 11, after they've been praying for this child, the scripture says in Luke chapter 1, verse 11, and there appeared unto him an angel, that is unto Zacharias, an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Old man, an old man, still praying for a baby. And God comes to him through this angel and says, thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And the Word of God goes on and talks about what a great blessing John was going to be, and how he's going to lead people to Jesus Christ. Listen, brethren, we need to realize that just as Zacharias and Elizabeth rejoiced in the birth of their child, we ought to be rejoicing in every one of our children and grandchildren. And some of you have great-grandchildren. Rejoice in them. Go with me to Mark chapter 10 now. I want you to notice how Jesus responded whenever there were people that were bringing children to Jesus. I want to ask you this question. Why were they bringing children to Jesus? They just wanted Jesus to touch their children. Listen, brethren, one of the greatest blessings in the world is to see Jesus has touched your child. Really touched your child. And that he loves Jesus more than anything else on the earth. Isn't it wonderful to see children that the church, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, means more than anything else on the face of the earth? What a great blessing. And so these parents are bringing their children to Jesus. We're in Mark chapter 10. Look at verse 13. Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 13. The Word of God says, and they brought young children to him that he should touch them. That's all they wanted. Just touch my child. Just touch him. They brought him to Jesus that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Now I want to stop right here and tell you that the disciples of Jesus, the apostles of Jesus, they did not understand the importance of little children. And that's what I want us to know this morning. That's what I want us to think about. I want you to know that if you have never had any children, it does not matter. I want you to know that children are special to God. And you and I can have children that are not our children. I have children in this church that they are not born by me. I was not their natural father, but I consider many of you my children. Do you understand that? And I pray that God will help all of us to understand. I need to broaden my borders, and you need to broaden your borders. The only children that you ought to have are not just those that you've given birth to, but you need to realize how precious is every one of these children. You need to realize that you have a responsibility to love and be kind to all of these children. That's your responsibility. These disciples, what did they want to do when parents were bringing their children to Jesus? What did the disciples want to do? They rebuked them. Don't bring those children around Jesus. Brethren, I believe that in our society that we go through cycles. I believe that we have been through cycles where children were to be seen and not heard. And there's an element of truth in that. Children ought to be under your control. But I also believe that there was a time that children were just cast out, and people sometimes did not so much as even want their children in the house of God. There have been generations that have thought the only people that ought to be in the house of God hearing the Word of God are the adults. I'm telling you, that doctrine is contrary to the Word of God. You ought to have your children in the house of God. You ought to be sure that your children are in the house of God. Your children are important, and it's necessary that they be close to Jesus. Children are a heritage from the Lord. Children are to be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So these parents brought their children to Jesus, and the apostles rebuked those that brought them. Listen to verse 14. Verse 14 says, "But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased." I thought about this expression last night. I thought about how Jesus was, because they rebuked these people who were bringing children to Jesus. The Word of God says he was much displeased. And I began to look through the Word of God, and you can find other occasions where he was displeased, but you cannot find any other place where a scripture is used so strongly as to say Jesus was much displeased. But that's what Jesus says about those who rebuked those who were bringing children to Jesus. They were important to Jesus. And people who lacked knowledge of what God's Word says about children, they didn't want those children around Jesus. The next verse says, the rest of this verse, 14. Mark 10, verse 14 says, "But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer," that means allow, "suffer or allow little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of heaven as a little child, he shall not enter therein." Brethren, it's important that little children be recognized. It's important that you be kind to little children. It's important that you discipline children, but it is also important that you show much love to children. Back up in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18 very quickly. Look at Matthew chapter 18. Jesus takes a little child and sets this little child in the midst of the apostles. Now, the apostles had been arguing about which one of them was the greatest. And in the midst of all of that arguing, Jesus takes a little child and sets that child in their midst. He teaches a very important lesson. I think that many times children have much more faith in God than adults do. I think that many times children believe God and believe in God more than adults do. I think that their faith sometimes is much stronger than that of adults. So Jesus, as the apostles are arguing in Matthew chapter 18, about which one of them, the apostles, is the greatest. The Word of God says at the same time, Matthew 18, beginning in verse 1, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Do you think any of these apostles thought that they were the best in the kingdom of heaven? Oh, yes, sir. Another question. Do you think any of these apostles thought they knew a little child that was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? No. I don't think there was a one of them thought that there was a child that was greater than them. And here's what Jesus says. Jesus says in verse 2, and Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye, that's talking about the disciples, except the disciples be converted. They'd already been born again, but they needed to be converted. Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not only were they not the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, they weren't even in the kingdom of heaven right here. And he says they would not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Remember now, the kingdom of heaven is different than the eternal heaven. The kingdom of heaven is that feeling of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. You cannot have intimate fellowship with God unless you humble yourself and become as little children. How often do you need to do that? Brethren, I find that in my life, pride raises its ugly head over and over and over. I need to be converted many, many, many times. It's important that we become as little children. And it's important that we remember how precious little children are. The next verse, verse 5 says, and whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Isn't that beautiful? Precious little children. And Jesus says, whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. There are a lot of you that God has given some extra time to. There are a lot of you whose time is pushed to the limit. I understand that. But you better stop and you better take time for your children. If you're neglecting your own children, God's given you children of your own, and you're neglecting them, and you're not teaching them and instructing them, God will judge you for that. But if you've never had children, or if your children are grown, and you don't have grandchildren right around you that you can spend a lot of time with, even if you do have your grandchildren around you, you can spend time with these other children in the church. They're important to Jesus, and they better be important to us. We better love them. Listen, verse 6, we're still in Matthew 18 and verse 6. The Word of God says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones, and he's talking about children, whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it would better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. It's a serious thing to offend these little children. Come down to verse 10, Matthew 18 and verse 10. The Word of God says, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven there are angels. Do little children have angels? I declare upon the authority of God's Word that God does have angels for His children. Those of you that have ever tried to raise children, you know you've seen God's angels around your children. God sparing their lives repeatedly because God had His angels round about them. And so He says, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Children are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a tremendous blessing from the Lord. Let me say one thing in closing. You remember when Jesus was speaking to Peter, and he says, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Oh, yes, Lord, I love you. Do you know the first thing Jesus told him to do? Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. He later said twice, feed my sheep. But he said, feed my lambs. I believe with all of my heart that part of my responsibility as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to preach in such a way that these little children can understand the Word of God. I pray that God will help me to be able to do that. I pray that God will help me to to break it down to such that there is food for the little children and there is food for the adults. All of God's people, the lambs and the sheep, need to be fed. And that's something else you can do besides just spending other kinds of ways with those children. You can teach them the Word of God. May God help us to realize the great blessing of children and to spend time with those children and to train them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord is my prayer for Christ's sake.